good you're awake. I was wondering when you'd open your eyes again. I missed the color of your irises. I've been awake for a bit. We're far below the earth in this tomb, but I think there was a windstorm in the cemetery outside. It was so loud. I'm amazed you slept through it. All those old trees getting their limbs hacked off. Oh, you're tied down, and now your eyes are narrowed at me. Are you glaring? Oh, I'm wounded. You assume so much. Look, I have marks around my wrist. They tied us both up. I've only just gotten free. Glare all you like, but I'm going to release you now, okay? You have so many questions. Just relax for a moment. I'm here. You're not alone. Life is not a problem to be solved. It's a reality to be experienced. Be here. Good. Feel the beat of your heart and the breath in your lungs. The only one who is allowed to tie you up is me. I will fix this. Just be still. Breathe. Okay? Remember last time? A big breath in through the nose. Hold and release. You have questions. I'll try to answer them, okay? Be patient. My head is spinning, and I really like the sight of you tied up. It's hard to focus. Why do I like seeing you tied up? Now that's a fantastic question, one I'm much more prepared to answer. You look so angry. Do you blame me for us being tied up? Oh, of course you blame me. Blame is how you discharge hurt and discomfort. The more afraid you are, the more vulnerable you are, and the more likely you are to lash out like that. But listen, while I work, I want you to lean into that feeling, being afraid. You're so beautiful when you're vulnerable. Stop struggling. I'm right. Being vulnerable is how you connect with others. There's no authenticity when you feel safe. People hide who they are so easily until they're hurting or trapped, and then you get to know all about them. You make real connections that way. That's why I adore you so much. I feel like I know you. Huh? Oh, who tied us up? Yeah, that's a great question. I think it was the vampires. They gave me a vial of gas and told me it would transform me and my true love into vampires. And we'd be part of a coven, a big, happy family. But considering how we woke up, I think they just wanted to eat two people rather than one. It tastes like ash in my mouth, this betrayal. I was so foolish, serving us up like a meal. I adored them. I worshipped the corpses and bones of the vampires who died before. I was a humble supplicant. All I asked for was you. And I finally found you after searching for so long, standing at that grave with the daffodils. And I nearly killed you. I'll never forgive myself. I'm the only one who's allowed to hurt you. I just wanted us to belong somewhere. I thought you would be happier if we had a family.